Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitam Sechlis Nadarim, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yural of Kainim She'eni Nehenel of Nei Noyach. Someone says Kainim, again, the Lashon of a Neder, like a carbon, should be a carbon that I do not have any Hanah from B'nei Noyach. Mutter be Yisrael. He's Mutter to have Hanah from Yisrael. They're not called B'nei Noyach, even though they're also children of Noyach, technically speaking. Be Asr B'um Asylum, but he's Asr to have any Hanah from someone from the other nations of the world. They're considered B'nei Noyach in the way that people talk. The Chiddush is, they're Asr B'um Asylum, even those that are children of Avram, like from Yishmael or from Esav. But if he says She'eni Nehenel Zer Avram, someone says Kainim, that I don't have any Hanah from the children of Avram, Asr B'Yisrael, then he's Asr in Yisraelim, kind of any Hanah from Yisrael. And by the way, says the Batanura, Gerim are included in the Zer of Avram Avinu. Aye, but how could that be? And the answer is, the Pasuk says about Avram Avinu, Av Hamoin Goyim. That was the goal in the ways of Avram Avinu, he's their father. So again, if he says, Einar Nehenel Zer Avram, he's Asa B'Yisrael, and he's Mutter B'Um Asaylam. Asa B'Yisrael would include Gerim, Mutter B'Um Asaylam, even from those that are technically children from Avram, like B'nai Yishmael. B'nai Esav. Zer Avram is only B'nai Yaakov. Like the Pasuk says, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. B'Yitzchak within Yitzchak, but V'loi Kol Yitzchak. If someone says, She'eni Nehenel Yisrael, Koinim, they don't have any Anah from a Yid, so he can't do any business with Yidden. How does he buy things? How does he sell things? Well, it's like the Mishnah, like Keach B'Yoyser. He's going to have to buy for more than the regular price. And sell for less. Now, normally, you want to buy cheap and sell more. He has to do the opposite. If he says, She Yisrael Nehenali, he says, Kainim that a Yid does not have any enough for me. So now others can't do business with him. Unless, Lokech Bepachais, he buys from them for less, Umaycher B'Yaiser, and sells to them for more. The opposite of the previous case. Where he can't have enough from them, he has to buy for more, sell for less. When they can't have enough from him, he has to buy for less and sell for more. There's only one problem. If I tell a businessman, I want to buy for more than it's worth and sell it to you for less than it's worth, he'll say, no problem, I'd love to help you. But if I say to someone, listen, I got into a trouble with a neder, I need to buy for less and sell for more, who's going to listen? That's why the Mishnah adds the words, im shoymin lo, if they're going to listen to him. I mean, you need someone who's a real tzaddik over here to say, okay, I'm willing to lose money to sell you for less and borrow for more, but I have to help you out because you got stuck with this neder. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, if someone says, She'eni nehena lehen vehen li, I won't have any hanah from them, meaning Yidden, or they from me. Now what can he do? Now it's us or both ways. He can't buy for more and sell for less. And he can't buy for less and sell for more because he asked it both ways. He can't have enough from them, they can't have enough from him. So the Mishnah, Yehana Lenachrin, he can benefit only from people that aren't Yidden. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah, Koinim She'eni Nehena Le'areilim. Koinim, again, a lashon of a carbon, lashon of a neder, should be like a carbon that I don't have any hana from areilim. The word areilim literally means people that did not have bris milah. Still, muta be'arla Yisrael, he could have enough from Yidden, although he didn't have bris milah. But aser be'mulah umais, he cannot have enough from people that are not Yidden, even if they did have bris milah. Because the term areilim, first anyone who is not a Yehudi, lav dafka areilim mamish. If the one making the nether said, kainim she'eni nehena lamulim, then the din is Asr Ba'arli Yisrael, he can't have any enough from Yidden, even if they did not have Bris Milah. Mutar B'Mulei Akum, he could have enough from those that are not Yidden, even if they did have Bris Milah. The term Mulim, first the Yidden that believe in Bris Milah, Lav Dafka, that they physically had Bris Milah. Now, if he believes in Bris Milah, how come he doesn't have Bris Milah? The different shitas over here, but basically it's explained, are those that it's not their fault. Let's say a person whose brothers died by bris milah. There's a chazaka, but he can't have bris milah. Zayzak the Batanura. Bottom line is she'ein ha'arla. The term arla or arelim kruya is not used on physical arla. Ela l'shem akum. It's a term that's used described ovdei avodah zarah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chalagoyim arelim chol beis Yisrael arle leiv. The Omer, there's another pasuk in Shmuel. Vayaha pelishti ha'arl hazeh. Vayomer, another pasuk in Shmuel. Pentismachna benois pelishtim. The daughters of the pelishtim are going to rejoice. We can't have that happen. Not at the expense of Klal Yisrael. Pentaloizna benois hu'arelim. Lest the daughters of the arelim be happy. It doesn't bother us that they're happy. The problem was that they would be happy at the tzaris of Klal Yisrael, Rachman Letzel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ma'usa arla, the arla is considered ma'us. Shenus ganu baharashayim. We see from the fact that it's used as a loshin ganai for the rashayim. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Gichol agayim arelim. Rabbi Shmuel says, Gedoy lemila, great is the mitzvah of mila, shenichrisu aleha, Shloish esrei krisos. Krisos, like in the Lashon of Acharis Imei Habris. When the Rabbi Shem told Avram Avinu about the mitzvah of Bris Mila, he made a bris with Avram. It's like a covenant. It's a very powerful pact that only people that really trust each other engage in. And the word bris we find 13 times in that pasuk. Rabbi Yossi says, Gedoy lemila, we see how great mila is. Shedoycha es HaShabbos HaChamura. We see it's doicha even Shabbos, which is so strict. The Torah says, "V'yayim Hashmini Yimol Psarar Lasei Vafila B'Shabbos." Sure, you've been by a bris on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, "Gedai leMila, how great is Mila? Shalei Nitla Leil Moshe Tzadik Alel Maloi Shah." Because Moshe Rabbeinu, according to his Madrega, was considered he neglected bris Mila. They weren't even waiting in a Shemayim for one moment before he was punished. The word nitlam means like to hang. Something is supposed to happen, but in a Shemayim they wait. Over here they didn't wait. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was sent for the first time to Mitzrayim. He was under a lot of pressure. Still a malach came and swallowed Moshe almost all the way. Tzipora understood that he was being punished by Hashem because he didn't perform Bris Milah. Rabbeinu Sadigon explains, Moshe thought that first he has to do for the Tzibur, to get them out of Mitzrayim, to do that mitzvah. He thought that came first. So it was a mistake. It wasn't on purpose. But Lamaisi, we see how Moshe was punished. Despite the fact that Moshe was in such a rush to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Moshe was still punished, not doing Bris Milah on his newborn son Eliezer, before leaving Midian. Some say he didn't do it beforehand because he was scared it would be dangerous for the baby on the trip. But now he was close to Mitzrayim, and he still delayed it. So again, the Medrash says he was preparing a place for his family. Somebody else wouldn't have been punished under these circumstances. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medagdik b'tzadikim kechit hasayir, and therefore Hashem told the Malach to swallow up Moshe. So Tzipora quickly took a knife, some say a sharp stone, and she did Bris Milah on her son. And then the Malach let go of Moshe. Right, Reb Nechemia says, Gedoyla, Mila, how great is the mitzvah of Mila? We see how great it is. Shedoycha es hanegoyim. Negoyim are negate siras. Someone has a nega, he's not allowed to cut it off. The pasuk says, he shomer b'nega hatziras. But if there is a need to do bris mila and there's a nega in that place, bris mila is done. That's also learned from the pasuk. V'yayim hashmini yimol psara losa yimol. Under all circumstances, even if there's a negat saras. Rabbi Yoimi Rabbi says, Gedoy lemila, how great is the mitzvah of mila? We see how great it is. Shekola mitzvah shas Avram Avinu. Even though Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs, but leinikra shalem, he was not called shalem complete, at shamal, until he fulfilled the mitzvah of bris mila. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Hishalach lefanei veheyei samim. Samim means complete. Now, in the pasuk afterwards, it says, Ve'etna brisi beini ubeinecha. So it's mashma that the kavan of the pasuk of Hisalach Lefani is for the mitzvah of Mila. Tarsus Yamtiv brings over here, as long as Avram Avinu didn't do bris Mila, when Hashem appeared to him, he couldn't stand. He would fall down from pachat. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hisalach Lefani. After bris Mila, he was able to stand. And finally, the Mishnah says, Davarachar Gedoyla Mila, another pshat is, you see how great Mila is. Shalomola, he, if not for Mila, not for the mitzvah, bris Mila, like Bara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Esay Lama, Hashem would have not created his world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Imloi Berisi, Yoimam Veloila, if not for my mitzvah, bris Mila, which is upon you day and night, Chukai Shemaim Ve'oretz Leisamti. It wouldn't have set into place the laws of nature that guide heaven and earth. Okay, a lot to learn in our Mishnah, a lot to chazer over here, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We learned that if someone says, Kainim she'eni nehenel b'nei noyach, he's mutter b'Yisrael, but asr b'umas ha'olam. Umas ha'olam are called b'nei noyach, even though technically speaking, Yisraelim also come from noyach. If he says, Kainim she'eni nehenel zera avram, he's asr b'Yisrael, and he's mutter b'umas ha'olam. Even umas ha'olam that come from avram are included in this. If he says, Kainim she'eni nehenel li Yisrael, in other words, he asks it on himself, a hanah from a yid. He can buy something if he's paying an expensive price and sell it if he's only getting a cheaper price. If he says, koinim, she Yisrael nehenel li, he asks on a Yisrael to have enough from him. He can buy things from a Yisrael only if he's buying it for less than its value. And he can sell it only if he's selling it for more than its value, but he has to get someone that's willing to go along with this, because we need a real tzaddik to say, you're in trouble. All right, I'm going to help you out. So I'll work it out with you. It should be lokeach bepachais umaycher biyaiser. Now, if he says both ways, no yid should have enough from him, and he shouldn't have enough from a yid, then he's stuck. The only thing he can do is work things out with people that are not Yidden. With Yidden, there's nothing he can do. Because whether he gains or they gain, in both cases, it's aser. Then the Mishnah tells us, if he says, Kainim she'ein nehena le'arelim, he asked it on himself to have enough from arelim, and he is mutter bi'arla Yisrael. Can have hana even from a Yid who did not have bris milah. He's aser b'mulei ha'umais. And he's, for that matter, he's aser who physically did have bris milah. If he says, Kainim she'eni nehena lamulim, then the din is he's aser ba'arli Yisrael. He is aser. In Yisrael who did not have bris milah, he can't have enough from Yidden, even if they did not have bris milah. Because lamulim means people that believe in bris milah. Now, it could very well be he believes in bris milah, but this Yid couldn't have a bris because of some medical reason. And again, that's the reason if he says, Eini nehena lamulim, he's aser ba'arli Yisrael, even though that person lemaisa didn't have a bris. Then the Mishnah told us how great the mitzvah of bris milah is. Shenichrusi ulel shloshes abrisais, tzdoich haShabbos. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu may have had good reason to push off the bris milah, he was punished right away. Reb Nechemya told us tzdoich haNegayim. Rebbe said only after bris milah was Avraham Avinu called tamim, complete, and the Mishnah concluded by telling us, Gedoyla Mila, that if not for Mila, Hashem would have not created the world.